Hype Network presents.
Guys, if you were a victim of the red pill community space or whatever, and you guys need to find an outlet, this episode is for you. I'm here to talk about this and expose the hypocrisy of the so-called red pill community. Let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy, and this show we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. Before we get on to this episode, of course, if you like this episode, give it a thumbs up and hit the like and share, subscribe, whatever it is, on YouTube. And if you're watching this on Spotify, shout out to you guys. You guys are heroes. So now let's get into this whole episode. Where do I even start? Because I would love to share my story on this. But before I share my story, of course, some of you are wondering what the hell is Rajiv, what the hell is the red pill space? So just to give you guys a context of what the red pill space, the red pill is derived from the famous movie The Matrix, where Morpheus offers two pills. One is a blue pill, which symbolizes you waking up in this reality, this so-called reality, wake up and become a part of the system and become a robot. And you don't have freedoms to think for yourself. You don't have the freedom, but you are subjective to society, to family, to all that stuff. So that is the blue pill. And then on the other hand, we have the red pill, which, based on the philosophy, wakes you up from this reality, getting away from the 9-to-5 and being you, your own boss. But the whole philosophy based off the movie has been exaggerated to a point that it is popularized, and the value of the philosophy is so diluted to a certain group of people claiming that the world is out against them because of the things that they do and the things that they say, and believe that there is no accountability to what they say because they believe in the delusion that they say, and they're above everything else. And if you guys get into this rabbit hole, believe me, it's just the worst. It goes to the point that if you're a rational human being and you know you can distinguish what is reality versus what is delusion, you know that you would come to your senses and you would avoid this whole community altogether. So why am I even talking about this? One is, I've been subjected to it because I fell into the rabbit hole. And not just that, I didn't just fall into the rabbit hole. I started thinking like these group of people. I started looking at certain things in certain way, like women, relationships, how do I present myself. And I'm glad I had the realization earlier on before my delusions got up to me. But it is one rabbit hole that you really don't want to enter. And let me share you a story on how I got into the rabbit hole. So as usual, I was scrolling. Oh yeah, before I even talk about the story, I wanted to say that the red pill community audience is usually targeted to young men. So I happen to be a young man. So it kind of, that's the wavelength, just to give you context. That's the wavelength of the messaging. And So, coming back to the story on how I fell into this rabbit hole called the red pill community. during my days where I was a little bit sad, I was a little bit disappointed about not having a job, and life was unfair. Of course, that was my state of mind post-pandemic, because I couldn't keep a job, and you know, life was a little bit, and my mind at that time was so fragile that if there was anything that could change my mind, I was easily influenced by it. So coming back, I was on my phone scrolling, and then I came across a couple of YouTube channels. At first, it didn't look dangerous, because usually the content that was produced in these videos, it was just a normal debate. And at first glance, the debates were, the clips were 15 to 30 seconds, and it's more one-sided, and it's out of context too. And it's a debate between a man's perspective versus a woman's perspective, and it kind of projected the man in a good way while demoralized the female. And then the more I started consuming, the more I started siding with the man. And this is the reason why I spoke about debates are becoming useless. I put the episode here. So, yeah. So the debates at first, they were okay. And then once I saw the full picture, I realized that there were so many things wrong. And just to give you an idea, the debates, the setup, it was so professional looking. Everything was okay, production wise. Everything is nice. But when it comes to the content, here's the thing: we have one side where the men's side, they talk about the reality, which is of course their so-called reality, versus we have women. If not majority of these women, they are women who work for OnlyFans or fresh out of college, fresh out of saying, who have not experienced hardships. And then these men challenge these women over their ideology. And it's just like a swing, where sometimes some certain things that they say is a personal attack, but in a way, but the words are manipulated in a way that it makes the women seem devalued. So, but here's the funny part of all of that. The women are paid to be shouted at, usually most of the time, and to be demoralized. It's just weird. I know, if you guys are wondering what the hell, why is it like that? So, a lot of these podcasts became popular from 2021, 2022, 2023. And a group of influencers in that space started becoming popular. This is why I found self-improvement on a decline in my perspective, is because of these people destroying the value of what self-improvement is. So, yeah, there are good points that I will agree to. But the more I realize that if I keep following these people, I start to believe that I'm going to be delusioned by the reality that everything else in this world is fake. And it goes to the point that sometimes you begin to worship these so-called characters, these so-called influencers, to the point like they are godlike status, which to some guys, they genuinely like these people at a surface level and think that, yeah, these guys are clowns. They don't know anything about life. And on the other hand, we have people, young men, who look up to these guys and start emulating the wrong side. And this opens up the topic on toxic masculinity, where there are a lot of things that opens up the conversation to misogynistic comments about women, men are supposed to go around have sex with women while women are supposed to be these so-called conservatives. So the combination of this toxic masculinity with the self-improvement, these guys took it to the next level and became popular because of those topics. And to add that off, they want to add politics and demoralize women, but they still want to promote them because they believe in some form of conservatism, which is weird. It's hard to explain. At this point, my brain is even exhausted because this is my third take, by the way. But it's very hard to explain how stupid this community is. And this is just my opinion, hence this main topic is just an opinion. I don't really know where the direction of these guys, these monkeys, are heading to. Yes, I call them monkeys because seriously, I feel bad for the people that they're influencing, especially young men. And based on actual research from many sources that I've gone through, apparently there are young men, young boys, who started emulating this whole persona of toxic masculinity. And it's really dangerous. They're starting to project themselves in school. They start talking about misogynistic topics towards women, especially their teachers. This is why I say this whole red pill thing is dangerous. And guys, if you guys are in this space, I urge you to wake up, because guys, it's not heaven. It's hell for your mind once you realize that if you're trapped in this delusion, everything around you, you believe that everything around you is a threat. At some point in your life, you will realize that you will never want to settle down until you realize that you want to. Gosh, please, I'm urging people who are listening to me to stop. Stop with this shit. Because honestly, it's mind-boggling that just because they're giving you the truth and the reality and escaping the matrix, they're just sucking you into their own matrix just to make money off of you. And if you don't agree with me, then that is your opinion. Leave it in the comment section, because believe me, I honestly just feel bad. So this is my third take on this episode, and I feel bad. For research notes and all that stuff, I highly suggest you guys look up news articles on UK. Apparently it's starting in UK, and it's also happening in US. Of course, UK and US, the reason why it's more effective, the red pill thing, the whole red pill stuff is affecting UK and US, is because majority of the influence short form content are getting projected there, and it's just destroying. I mean, I'm all for self-improvement, I understand, but if you take self-improvement as a reason for you to make money and then sell snake oil products that is not helping society, guys, go find something. I mean, go get a job that actually benefits society, and I don't know. Anyway, the reason why I refuse to talk about names here is for the sake of my safety, because I am aware that majority of the content creators in the red pill space have a tendency of blocking content creators who talk bad about other content creators from that community. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm not naming names. If you guys know who they are and you know them personally, or you are starting to get influenced, guys, I am saving you the trouble. Please, guys, stop it. I don't even know what to say at this point. With that in mind, those are just my opinions. What are your opinions? Leave your thoughts on the comment section below. With that in mind, cheers, folks, and I will see you the next